Welcome back to the Mike Mularkey Show. And this week for the film room, we're joined by special teams coordinator John Bonamigo. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here, Jeff.
I showed in Film Room Friday the performance of your gunners in the gunner position, try to teach people the importance of that. And you do have two very good ones, obviously, in Antoine Blake and Kevin Elliott.
Yes, we're really, really happy with those two players. We call them, amongst the rest of the group of our rookies, the young guns. So with Blake, Elliott, Brandon Marshall, the rest of that rookie group, Julian Stanford, those are my young guns.
That's the story of life of a special teams coach, in that you've got to coach a lot of young players. First of all, you've got to coach a lot of players, but you've got to coach a lot of young players. The gunners have been outstanding, and you've got some plays here from the past game against the Chicago Bears that really show about how the other coverage kind of fits along with those gunners. And I think this is a great kind of a compliment to the Film Room Friday. So teach some of the fans about coverage.
This is, I think, our second punt in the game. So we're coming out of our home end zone. Our big young gun here, Brian Anger, gets an excellent punt off. I think this was 65 yards in the air.
A 65-yard gross punt. What a booming kick.
So, you've hit on Elliott and Blake. Both of those guys are winning, all right?
And they're winning against double teams. I think that's impressive, in that the Chicago Bears respect these two guys, that they're doubling.
Absolutely. And what we want them to come down is here's Blake doing a good job of just taking a shot on the ball, all right? And what he's making Hester do right now is we're taking away the vertical, all right, and making him go east and west, where we have a chance now to get more population on the ball.
And Stanford there, Julian Stanford, young player, certainly mm-hmm. athletic, a real nice job of kind of working off with the other people, because
right.
you show in this angle here kind of how all that works.
Right, if you watch this right side, we release in a progression. So we're going to say the first guy out is going to go heavy to the ball, the second man out will play force leverage, and the last guy out is contained. So Przinski's the first guy out, and he's really the slot on that side. But again, he takes a shot on the ball, all right? And then you see Greg Jones leveraging inside out, gets probably blocked in the block back. And then here's Julian, the last man out, who's containing, stringing it along. Does a nice job of using the sideline there and getting them out.
I think that's interesting, because you talk about you releasing a progression. Everybody fits off of everybody. It's
right.
not always clearly defined.
Right. It has to be. It's a very fluid thing, and it takes teamwork and guys understanding where their help is coming from, just like any good defense.
And when they come after your punter?
This
is a play right here, right?
Right. This is late in the game. This is second to last punt, and Chicago's running a stunt here, trying to take advantage of Jeremy Kane. Jeremy does a great job of not only delivering a good snap, but also coming back in the protection.
And most teams attack the center because his head is down,
sure.
right? So he's snapping the ball, and then when his head is up, all of a sudden the guy he was supposed to block is not there. That's why they go after him, right?
Right. Everybody on this unit has two jobs, to protect and cover. He's got three jobs. Snap every time, and he also has a protection element in his responsibility, and then lastly he has to cover. Montel does a good job here of staying in the apex, and then you see, veteran players on the right side here with Russell Allen and Bosworth using their hands, physical, and expanding the pocket. And then my favorite part is, again, we have the release progression. We're taking away the vertical. And then once this guy starts to run, I got to admit, my heart rate was a little elevated on game day at this point in time right here. But our guys are doing their jobs, okay? Not trying to do someone else's, but staying home, leveraging. And then Jalen finally corrals him out of bounds.
And this is something that you guys work on in practice, and here's a drill from practice.
Right, this is what we call our cover drill. We try to get a rep of this every week with our core players. As you know, Jeff, a lot of these things we can't cover full speed, or we won't have anybody left to play in the game. So it's important that we develop the skill, because it is a skill, of coming full speed to a balanced football position. All right, where we can execute an open field tackle and really understanding again where our help is and forcing the ball back to our leverage and changing angles. Sometimes in order to get a good angle, you may have to lose ground as Jalen's doing right here.
So the coverage teams have been very good. One area you want to get better at? your return game.
Yeah, we want to get more consistent in the return game for sure. Here's an example of a punt return. It kind of starts out here with our jammers. Indy also has a very talented punter. But here you see as we kind of get, we got to be a little bit more physical on the re-entry here, control this gunner and let our returner start off running on air. Our goal is to get the first down for the offense. On the back end, fielding the punt, we want to get north and south right now and be decisive, and once we make a decision, stay with it.
And if you make that block, obviously your returner can get north
and
south.
Can get north and south. That's the, we want to get vertical right now. Here's a kickoff return, and it doesn't take much imagination. You can see that, we had a little bit of a lane started here. We got a good double team, and then on the trap block, we just kind of get beat over the top to the leverage side, and so we get a defender in the lane. All right, but if we took him out of the picture, we get a skilled athlete like Rashad Jennings or Jalen Parmley running north and south, and that's obviously the lane we're trying to hit right there.
All right, you brought something unique to the table because you've actually, talking about Brian Anger, your punter, and that you've got some footage here, which is pretty rare. This is from the combine.
Yes.
I mean, why does he kick the ball so far?
Well, it's physics. So, you've stood next to him and that he's every bit of 6'3". And so he's got very long levers. And he gets tremendous extension. I'll slow this down, but you can see, when he finishes these punts, you can see he's getting the full club length swing on this thing. You see that leg all the way up in the air. And the other thing is his mechanics are very, very good. Take a look at the front view here, Jeff, and what you'll see is in his drop with his mechanics, how still the ball stays when it comes out of his hands, which it's a game of inches. When they're talking about punting the ball, it's a game of millimeters.
Millimeters.
Yep.
Well, Bono, thanks for spending some time with us today in the film room.
Thanks for having me.